This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Odisha starting today, during which he will dedicate, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees. The focus will be on sustainable development, industrial growth and infrastructure enhancement. In Andhra Pradesh, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for NTPC Green Energy Limited's Green Hydrogen Hub project at Pudimadaka. The 1.85 lakh crore rupees initiative aims to establish a 20 gigawatt renewable energy capacity producing 1,500 TPD of green hydrogen and 7,500 TPD of derivatives such as green methanol, green urea and sustainable aviation fuel. Additionally, Prime Minister Modi will dedicate and lay the foundation stone for various railway and road projects worth 19,500 crore rupees, including the South Coast Railway headquarters in Visakhapatnam. The assembly elections in Delhi will take place in a single phase on 5th of February and counting of votes will be taken up on 8th of next month. The Election Commission announced the poll schedule for the election to be the 70-member for Delhi Assembly yesterday. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the notification will be issued on 10th of this month and last date for filing of nomination will be on 17th of this month. The Model Code of Conduct has come into effect with the announcement of the poll schedule. The Election Commission also announced the by-elections to two assembly constituencies, Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh and Erode East in Tamil Nadu on same day. Union Minister for Road and Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari announced a nationwide scheme to establish Driver Training Institutes, DTIs. The scheme will provide incentives for setting up of DTIs and additional benefits for integrating automated testing stations with DTIs. Addressing a press conference, Mr. Gadkari emphasized the shortage of skilled drivers in the country and reaffirmed the government's commitment to establishing more driver training centers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the three new criminal laws are not punishment-oriented but victim-centric and they aim to ensure speedy justice. He said this while chairing a review meeting in New Delhi with Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath over the implementation of the three laws in UP. Mr. Shah stressed that 100% implementation of the new criminal laws should be ensured in all the seven commissionerates of Uttar Pradesh by March this year. The first meeting of Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on two bills related to One Nation, One Election will be held today. The bills are officially named as the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The representatives of Ministry of Law and Justice, Legislative Department will brief the members on the provisions of the proposed laws. The 39-member committee has 27 members from Lok Sabha and 12 members from Rajya Sabha. The committee will submit its report by the first day of the last week of the next parliament session. The centre has emphasised that there is no cause of concern for the public from the human metapneumovirus, HMPV. During a virtual meeting with the states and union territories, Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastav reviewed the present situation of respiratory illnesses in India and the status regarding the HMPV cases along with the public health measures for their management. The Secretary has advised the states to strengthen and review the surveillance of influenza-like illness and severe acute respiratory infections. The death toll in the earthquake that struck the Nepal-Tibet border region has mounted to 126. Chinese official media Xinhua reported that 188 people were also injured after a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake in the region yesterday. Former Asian Games champion shot putter Bahadur Singh Sagu was elected unopposed as the new president of the Athletics Federation of India, AFI, at the body's annual general meeting in Chandigarh yesterday. In badminton, Paris 2024 semi-finalist Lakshya Sen crashed out of the Malaysia Open 2025 badminton tournament after losing to Taiwanese Qi Yu Zhen. And that is the end of this news bulletin.